I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, October 15th. Quincy Ward 4 City Councilor Brian Palmucci wants Fox Rock Properties of Quincy to appear before the City Council and explain why they haven't developed the former Ross parking garage location and why they haven't created a promised medical complex. Palmucci's filing a resolution requesting an update from Fox Rock, claiming that they're in breach of an agreement made over 4 years ago. Quincy Ward 6 Councilor Bill Harris wants the state to fix some street lights on Quincy Shore Drive. Harris will file a resolution calling on the DCR and the governor to repair the lights between East Quantum Street and Apthorpe Street. Harris says the lights haven't worked since this past spring and says it's creating a dangerous condition for motorists and pedestrians. Harris also wants to suspend any requests from National Grid until the street lights are fixed. Quincy school officials are warning students and parents about the social media app TikTok. Officials say there's been vandalism to restrooms in some middle schools as a result of a challenge on TikTok. Officials say students will be disciplined and parents will be asked to pay for any damage. Quincy police say 8 vehicles were broken into in the area of Billings, Conant, Atlantic, and Holyoke streets in North Quincy Wednesday night. All of the cars were unlocked and several personal items were stolen. The Quincy Art Association will open a new art gallery at the Monroe Building in Quincy Center this weekend. A private reception will be held this evening, and the gallery will open to the public tomorrow at noon. The city purchased that building recently and opened a visitor's welcome center. The Rural Lodge of Masons in Quincy will hold an open house at their new Masonic building on Greenleaf Street on Saturday. The public is welcome to stop by from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. to view the building and learn more about the Quincy Masons. A giant yard sale will be held at the Quincy Community United Methodist Church on Beale Street in Wollaston Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the first 50 people that purchase an item will receive a free infrared body thermometer. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, October 15th.